What happened just before the program was I was in what the Americans refer to as the little boys' room. You'd be surprised to learn that even Radio 1 DJs have to go there on occasion. Somebody else who was in there asked their friend if the band tonight played traditional jazz, so I guess we're going to find out whether they do or not. Procol Harum.
Christmas.
fellow who's hoping that Procol Harum were a trad band must be very disappointed, because that certainly wasn't South Rampart Street Parade or any of those. It was, in fact, Still There'll Be More, which is from the group's new LP called Home. Although, if you look to the sleeve, you might be excused for thinking it's called Whoosh, because it says Whoosh right across the front of it. Interesting bit of information for you. This is from one of the group's earlier LPs called Shine On Brightly, and the song is Wish Me Well. And that was from Procol Harum's Shine On Brightly LP and called Wish Me Well. And now we leap forward in time again to the current LP. You like that? I like that. And this is called About to Die. Mm-hmm. new LP home. That's called About to Die. And for those of you who don't know who the members of the group are, I've got Robin Trower on lead guitar and sometime vocals, Harry Brooker vocals and piano, B.J. Wilson on drums, and Chris Copping on bass and organ. And of course, there's always Keith Reed, who writes all the lyrics and the arrangements also. This is from the group's first LP, I think, and it's called Christmas Camel.
Searching for a place to hide. Still seems true. Quite
Procol Harum with Christmas Camel, which is a nicely surreal title, actually. Think about it. Nice things you can think about with Christmas Camels. This is from the new LP, and this is Your Own Choice.
There's too many women and not enough wine. Too many poets and not enough rhyme. Too many glasses and not enough time. Draw your own conclusion. Draw your own conclusion. My old dog's a good old dog. My old man's a silly old dog. Human face is a terrible play. You, your own example.
Yeah, it's one of the nicest tracks from the new LP. It's called Your Own Choice. And this is my favourite from one of the group's previous LPs, from the Salty Dog LP, in fact. And it's called The Devil Came from Kansas. Thank you. Yeah, it's one of Procol Harum's best. That's The Devil Came from Kansas. Just about every week on this program, in the studio audience, we have one or two parties of people, and every once in a while a party will come in by mistake, imagining that the Sunday show is going to be whistling tap dances and dog acts and things like this. And a few weeks ago, we had the front two rows full of German tourists who sat in stony-faced horror all the way, I think, through Kevin Ayres and the whole world. This week we have a couple of nice parties, though. Anyway, this is another track from the Salty Dog LP, and it's Juicy John Pink. That's Juicy John Pink. In case you want to come to one of these programs yourselves, I've got some interesting people coming up. Where's my list? Oh, yeah, we've got The Faces, Argent, Free, Traderhorn, Vandegraaff Generator, If, and hopefully the Pink Floyd, too, in the not-too-distant future. So that's pretty good. And I'll give you the address. It's the usual address. You know the ritual by now, but I'll give it to you just in case you don't. So, while you're getting a pencil, Procol Harum will play Well I. It's a rumble, a grieble, a booyah, that's called Well Eye, with a little improvised passage for audience participation in the middle. And it appears to be a new number. It hasn't been recorded yet. And this one's on the new LP, though, and it's called Nothing That I Didn't Know. Nothing that I didn't know. I forgot to give you the address that you're supposed to write to for tickets for this extravagant affair. You write to the ticket unit, BBC, London, W1A1AA. Is that right? That's right, they say. Okay, that's it. And if you mark the envelope, John Peel's Sunday programme or something like that, it'd be quicker. You could mark it Liverpool for the Cup or something like that, but it wouldn't help you much. Anyway, this is A Salty Dog from the LP of the same name.
I heard the captain cry. explore the ship, replace the cook, let no one leave alive. Across the straits, around the horn, how far can sailors fly? Twisted path, our tortured course, and no one left alive. We sail the bars unknown to man, where ships come home to die. No lofty peak, nor fortress bold, could match our captain's eye.
That was A Salty Dog, which was once released as a single and should have done a lot better, in fact, as a single than it did. Unfortunately, seeing as it was longer than 2.5 minutes long and isn't exactly a bright tempo, a lot of my colleagues won't play it because they feel that more than 2.5 minutes without some feeble quip from them is going to make the world a sadder place. This is Whiskey Train, which is another track from Procol Harum's new LP, which, to remind you once again, is called Home. Thank you. was a time a couple of years ago when people used to say that everything that Procol Harum did sounded the same, but they were wrong then. In fact, but they're even more wrong if they say it again now. And it's very close to the end of this week's program, in fact, which has been produced, as usual, by Jeff Griffin, sound balanced by Tony Wilson, and Leaping About by Chris Wiper and What a Man Lycett. And on next week's program, we hope to have, in fact, we will have Matthew's Southern Comfort and Alan Bowne. And the last thing from Procol Harum, another track from their new LP, and our thanks to the group, too, for playing. And this is Wailing Stories.
Bailing well after 16 days. A mammoth task was set. Sack the town and rob the tower and steal the alphabet. Close the door and bar the gate. But keep the windows clean. God's alive. Start a movie. Watch the silver screen. Around the houses, down
they break washed with sands of gladness, rotting all it rotted clean. Inside.